Some breaking news this afternoon from California. For the first time in state history, there will be mandatory water restrictions. California Governor Jerry Brown made the announcement today, standing on a patch of dry grass where there would usually be 5 feet of snow this time of year. He described his executive order as unprecedented.
I've never seen one quite like it before. It's going to affect golf courses, people's lawns, universities, campuses, all sorts of institutions, the median with vegetation on our roads and highways. It affects all of that. The idea of your nice little green grass getting lots of water every day, that's going to be a thing of the past.
Joining us from San Francisco with the latest is Craig Miller, science editor for Here and Now contributor KQED. Craig, tell us more about what Governor Brown had to say today.
Well, he put in place about a 30-point program, really. And I should probably clarify, when he says it's the first time it's ever happened, I think what he means is the first time that the governor has ever issued an executive order to this effect. There are already some state-mandated sort of thresholds for water conservation, but they were put in place by the State Water Resources Control Board recently, not the governor himself. And apparently, there have been some indications that he felt that they didn't go far enough. And so this is where he's taking it.
Well, what does this mean for ordinary people? He says that watering your grass lawn every day is going to be a thing of the past, but we're talking about, 25% restrictions across the board? What does this mean for regular people?
A little bit unclear. We're still kind of sorting this out. You know, a 25% reduction in potable urban water compared to compared to 2013 is how they're putting it. But again, you know, it's a little indefinite at this point exactly what that means or how they're going to get there. There are measures that are laid out here, but they're going to have to be implemented and enforced at the local level by individual water districts, and there are between 400 and 500 of those in California, and that's where you run into some problems with these things is exactly, you know, on the ground, how to get this done. For example, if you look at this golf course provision here, they want to implement, this is a quote, implement water efficiency measures to reduce water usage in an amount consistent with the reduction targets. I guess that means by 25%. You know, if you run a golf course, you have to cut your water use, potable water use, by 25%. But I'm betting that the people who run the golf courses are still trying to figure this out as well.
Now, this is something that the governor has been reluctant to do. I remember asking him about this last year, and he said he did not want to do mandatory restrictions at that point. Why did he decide to do it now? Is it that much worse than it was just a year ago?
Yes, it is, actually. We're in absolutely uncharted territory, as we talked about before, and especially with this snowpack, which is 6% of the average, of the long-term average of how much water content there should be up in the Sierra on April 1st. This is a real wake-up call. And it's clear that he's had this program, you know, lined up for a while. He didn't just come up with these 30 points this morning. But we all knew this was coming. We knew this was going to be really bad news today because California depends on the snowpack for about 30% of its water.
Craig Miller, science editor with Here and Now contributor KQED in San Francisco, on today's breaking news from California. The governor, for the first time in California history, making an executive order, mandatory water restrictions in California. We'll be following this story. Craig, thanks so much.
You're welcome.